Hi, I'm Brett Johnson, former United States Most Wanted cyber criminal. Guess what? So not a usual show today. Instead, I'm going to start doing a series of shorts, just kind of showing you some of the stuff that you can find, some of the criminal stuff that you can find on Telegram, on Dread, over on the dark web, on some of these dark web marketplaces, things like that. Because you know what? Sometimes a person got to be shown to know exactly what's going on. I mean, I can talk about it all day long, but showing you makes a world of difference. So venture with me as we get in the machine and visit some Telegram stuff out of the gate. What I'd like to show you, I'm going to share a screen right now. So out of the gate, here we've got a couple of vehicles that are being advertised for sale on Telegram. All right, so it's not just vehicles this guy is claiming to sell. He's also, this advertisement here, he's claiming to sell brand new VINs, vehicle identification numbers for cars, as well as brand new titles. So if you buy a stolen vehicle or acquire a stolen vehicle, he's saying, hey, a brand new VIN, I'll issue you a brand new VIN so no one will know that it's stolen. That's going to run you $750 to $1,000. Tell you what, I'll do you even one better. I'll give you a brand new title for that vehicle. That way you can drive it, you can tag it, you can license it, whatever the hell you want to do. You can resell it if you want to, and that's only going to run you $1,500 to $2,000. Or even better, I'll do the all-in-one shop and stop. You can get the VIN and the title for $3,200. This is one of the things being sold or advertised. Let's say advertised. I'm hesitant to say sold, and I'll talk about that in just a second. This is one of the things being advertised on Telegram. Another thing that's being advertised, of course, are vehicles, stolen vehicles. Here we have what looks like a Dodge, I don't know, I guess that's a Challenger, Charger, whatever the hell that two-door Dodge hot rod is that they're going to stop making at the end of this year. So he's saying, hey, $12,000 can be cleaned if needed. Now, when he says cleaned, he does not mean take it through the car wash. That's not what he means. What he means is he will provide a brand new VIN and a brand new title for that. So I just wanted to start out this little short video mentioning that, because here's the thing. Just because you see something does not mean that it really exists. All right. I can show pictures of big rock candy mountains all day long, but that don't mean they're real. I could also show me with a very pretty face with some Photoshop work. That don't make it so. Think about Telegram. And I've talked about this before. The difference between Telegram and the traditional dark web, that those things you find on Dread or Alphabay, or I forgot what the new market is over there. I've been on it, but and I'll show it on an upcoming video. Trust works differently. On the traditional dark web, what you have to have the Tor browser to visit, those sites and marketplaces, trust is a much more firm, concrete thing. You have vouching systems in place. You have review systems in place. You have word of mouth that's in place. Your name, your screen name becomes your brand. And you have a constant exchange of real-time information. It becomes very, very, very difficult to get ripped off on the traditional dark web if you know what you're doing. All right. Now, that being said, even when I was top of the heap, I would get ripped off sometimes. But I was okay with that. I considered it a cost of doing business. But trust is a much more coherent thing on the dark web. It is not like that on Telegram. Telegram on trust tends to be established through the rapport of the different users, the bullshit that each other does with that they do with each other. And I'm going to show you just an example of that. As long as we're talking about this, I may as well go whole hog and show you exactly what I mean. So what I like is this site. Hold on just a sec. Just a second, everybody. Why? So there's the Telegram web. Here's the Telegram. Oh, there it is. All right. So I'm going to share this screen with you so that we're all on the same page. So this is Telegram that we're on. This site, this channel, is called Shark Tank. It is extremely good about what it does, but it's also very good about showcasing that rapport between the different Telegram members, the different criminals that are using Telegram. So I'm going to, whoops, I don't want to use that. Instead, go ahead and knock that in the head. No, buddy. I see block. Let's see. Close that out. Come on. All right. So this is Telegram. And just to go through some of the report, first of all, you see this. All right. And this is a nice little lesson for everyone. Here is a video of some of the money that this gentleman has stolen. He's got stacks of hundreds all of a sudden. Now, I have talked before about the motivations of cybercrime. You commit cybercrime because of cash. You're looking to profit. You commit it because of ideology. You've pissed someone off and they're looking to get you. Or you commit it because of status. You're trying to impress your criminal peers. But what happens if you don't really have any technical expertise? What I would say is happens there is that you need to show that you're very adept about committing these crimes, that you can profit. And that's why you see a lot of these individuals that they will show their stacks of $100 bills. They'll advertise it on YouTube or Facebook. They'll wave the money in front of them. They'll show you the checks that they've stolen, things like that. It helps to establish one's street creds. All right. Like here we've got another video. This guy's got the 50s and the 20s. So there's 2,000, 4,000, 6,000. I assume looks like that's more. Maybe that's just 1,000. I forgot what that color band means. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a 10,000, 12,000, 14,000, 16,000. I assume that's 17,000. $17,000. His cell phone, and I guess that envelope is what is carrying his money for him. So if you're able to show the amounts of money that you're able to steal, it absolutely leaves an impression on your criminal peers. And that's just one aspect of this. I was talking about the rapport. I said that trust on Telegram is established through the rapport of other members. And here we see some of that in play. All right. You see here, they're not talking really about any type of crimes being committed at all. Instead, they are simply bullshitting with each other, just shooting the shit. That's it. Okay. That's all they're doing. All right. They're building rapport with each other. And because of that rapport, and it typically is strictly English speakers that engage in this bullshit, but because of that rapport, trust is established. What that actually means is, and here's what's kind of interesting. What that actually means is that the degree of trust on Telegram is much more fluid. And because it's much more fluid, a lot of the stuff that's advertised for sale on Telegram, the criminal goods and services, a lot of the stuff that's advertised for sale simply doesn't exist. About 70% of everything that you see on Telegram is bullshit. It's simply one criminal trying to defraud another criminal. I would argue, and I'm not saying there's not any stolen vehicles for sale on Telegram, because as soon as I say that, somebody's going to come up and give me some sort of concrete example. But I would say that it is extremely unlikely that you would have a stolen vehicle for sale. Why? Well, because I can part out that challenge, that Dodge, and probably double my money. I'm going to sell it for $12,000 when I can part it out and make $21,000. Why would I do that? I'm probably not going to do that, especially considering there are platforms online that I can list the parts for and get rid of them pretty quickly and easily and profitably. So I'm probably not going to do that. You can do rental scams with the cars. I mean, there's any number of things that you can do instead of getting online and trying to sell a stolen vehicle to other criminals, knowing that law enforcement is all over this bullshit. Probably not true. It does. Here's the thing. It does help out that yours truly, your friendly neighborhood, former most wanted United States cyber criminal. It turns out that I am not, wrong channel. Let's share this other thing. It turns out that I am not completely unschooled in how this stuff works. So this guy, his name is AMG Boys. All right. He's got 248 subscribers. The channel is closed. not only that, but he likes to advertise on Shark Tank. Not only that, but it was only like a month and a half ago that he changed his screen name. And his screen name prior to that suggested that he was a bit of a scammer. Not only that, but some of the feedback on this gentleman suggests that he is a scammer. Not surprising. This is the same individual who is also selling the supposedly new VINs, new titles, or the combination pack for $3,200. When I was committing crime, we did see this exact same type of scam coming into play. I mean, it's very interesting. The idea for a criminal, it's very interesting, the idea that you can go and steal a Porsche or rent a high quality luxury vehicle and then make the thing disappear, come up with a brand new title and VIN and drive it. I mean, that's one of the things that we were very interested in. Turns out that that's very difficult to do a lot of the time. All right. So again, the idea that this exists, probably not, but I'll show you what does exist, which I think is even better. All right. I just wanted to say that because sometimes you see people, they'll start posting things and you can't take everything that's advertised as it being real. Most of the time, it is not. Now, on Shadow Crew, when I ran that, I insisted on having an open mind, okay? Because as soon as you have that dogmatic view of the products or services that are coming into the environment, that's when you're really useless at that point in view. So I'm not saying that this stuff can't happen. But I'm thinking that it's very unlikely, especially if you're trying to sell this vehicle to other criminals. It's just more profitable for you to keep it yourself as a criminal, engage in any number of different types of scams with that vehicle or part it out. All right. So just be advised of that. All right. So moving right along, what I did want to talk about mainly today, and this is going to be like a 30-minute episode, but what I did want to talk about today is back over here on Telegram, and we're going to talk about skimmers for a second. So this channel is the Sea Skimmer site. So let's go ahead and show you what he's doing. He opened up this channel July 20th. He has 1,327 subscribers. He sells skimmers for anywhere from, if you partner with him, $1,000 up to $2,500. He's got skimmers, he's got keypad overlays, and he's got the cameras. Now, here's the thing. We had skimmers back when I was committing crime. Back then, we didn't have 3D printers, so you had to machine this bullshit out. It was hard to make a skimmer, and as such, typically, these skimmers sold in the $5,000 range, typically, all right? Since that point in time, we've had 3D printers. The tech has gotten easier. You've got Chinese knockoffs. You've got all this stuff that goes on. Today, skimmers typically sell in the $2,500 range, and skimmers are available for really any ATM, any gas pump as well. Sea Skimmers, this channel, sells those types of skimmers. Now, just to walk through this, what a skimmer does is it captures track data. If on the back of your credit or debit card, track or chip data, but on the back of your credit or debit card, there are three data tracks. The first data track is the customer's name. The second data track is the card number. There's a forward slash, then a 16-digit algorithm out beside of that. The third data track is called indiscriminate data. No one uses it. Not the good guys, not the bad guys. What's sold on criminal marketplaces, forums, Telegram, places like that, what's sold is the second data track. And here's why. When you go into shop and you swipe the card, insert the chip, what have you, the only information that's sent off for verification is the second data track. That first data track, the customer's name, that just simply shows up in front of the cashier as that cashier is cashing you out. So typically a criminal buys, say, 10 of these track two dumps. They're called dumps. So he buys 10 of these dumps. He gets 10 cards, either counterfeit cards coming out of China, cards that he's made himself on a PVC card printer. Maybe he's washing out prepaid debit cards or prepaid credit cards, something like that. But he takes 10 cards. He encodes all 10 dumps on those 10 cards. Track one, he makes one fake driver's license, or he buys a fake driver's license in just one single name, and he encodes all 10 cards for track one in that one name. That way, when he goes to shop, he swipes the card, inserts a chip. Track two goes off for verification. Track one shows up on the screen in front of the cashier. If they're ever asked for identification, he pulls out the fake driver's license, shows it, walks out very happy with his laptop, camera, what have you. And that's typically the way this stuff works. Back then, those things sold for, a dump sold for about $30. Today, sea skimmers here is selling them anywhere from $50 to $70 per dump, depending on the number that you purchase, okay? Now, what sea skimmers is doing is they're also capturing the PIN, the personal identification number, so that you don't have to use that dump to walk into the Apple store or Walmart or Best Buy or someplace like that. You've got the PIN. You can take the card to the ATM and start pulling cash out. So it's dump and PIN is what they're advertising. And skimmers allow you to do that. The skimmer simply captures the track data. There's either a camera that's pointed at the keypad, or there's a keypad overlay that fits over top the real overlay that captures those PIN numbers for you. So it's sold in conjunction with those two. So that being said, let's share screen here and talk about Sea Skimmers. So this is a channel created July 20th. He says, below, I will inform you about the three most important devices that we have on our site for sale. We have a real-time skimmer. The real-time skimmer will make data collection much easier. The times from the skimmer and pin pad are the same, so you never lose a pin again and play a video for more than 12 hours. Because in the past, the devices weren't connected. So in the past, what would happen is the skimmer would capture the track data, and then you would have a camera or a keypad overlay that would capture all the pins. And then you would have to try to match those up. And sometimes they wouldn't match up because sometimes somebody wouldn't put in the pin number. So you'd have a lot of mismatches that would appear depending on how many tracks were captured and how many pins were inputted. What he's doing with his product is it's got a timestamp on it. So it matches up. You know the hour, minute, and second that the card was inserted and that the PIN was inputted, and you're able to match those up much easier. Saves you time, effort, money, and it becomes much more profitable at the end of the day. So he's got the skimmer with real-time download in Bluetooth. So you can leave the skimmer inserted, have a Bluetooth connection, download all the track and PIN data as well. And then he's got a skimmer with radio frequency as well that captures all of that. So just show you what it looks like. Here he's got the skimmer that's going to be inserted over top of the real slot. Just clicks right in there. He's going to show you a test with a card, inserts the card, pulls the card out, inserts the card, pulls the card out. When he inserts it, it captures the track data. It goes through to the real slot itself and allows the transaction to take place. Meanwhile, he's got a keypad overlaid over top of the real keypad so that when you put your PIN number in, it captures your PIN number, but it also allows a pass through for the PIN number to go into the ATM or to the gas pump so that the transaction absolutely completes. That is the game today with skimmers, okay? Here's what the actual setup looks like. He's got a small keypad if you need that. He's got the big keypad. There's the housing. There's the actual device that fits into the slot itself. There's a look at the large keypad. And he'll show the small keypad here in just a second. There's the small keypad as well, and that fits directly over top of the existing real keypads. Here's a picture of him packaging all the products up, getting ready to send something out for somebody who's purchased something on July 25th, 2023. He's getting everything packed up for this guy. Going to make sure he makes a lot of money. Here's something that's interesting as well. So it's not always a device that fits over top of the slot. Sometimes it's inserted into the slot itself. So an insertion skimmer. He's showing how that actually works. Let's come back again so you can see this. There's the tool. There's the skimmer, the L thing that right there that you see. He inserts it into the slot of the ATM or the gas pump, pulls it back out, pulls the tool out. It leaves the skimmer inside. And then someone comes along to do a transaction, inserts the card. It captures the data without extracting the skimmer. Skimmer stays inside, captures all the data. When he's ready to retrieve his skimmer, he simply comes back with the tool, inserts it into the slot. It catches onto the skimmer itself, pulls it out, and that is the transaction. So this is all this stuff together. Okay, let's see what we've got a video with the camera. Oh, one of the things that Sea Skimmers also does is they sell dumps. So here we have the track data that is being sold that he has been capturing along with the pins as well. Okay. So we've got that. Business can be good sometimes. So he offers a 10% discount at times. Whatever you need the keypad, you need the device that fits over top of the slot. You need the insertion, whatever. To show you how easy it is to install one of these things, here is a video of them actually installing the skimmer. He pulls up to a gas pump, gets out, opens the door. What's he got? He's got the skimmer in hand. That's the insertion skimmer right there. Puts it in there. He's got, all right, and it's inserted into the slot, comes back out, and that's it. Captures the track data as he inserts the card. That's how quickly skimmers are installed these days. So the idea that people had of, you used to hear this thing of, make sure you jerk the slot where you put the ATM. That doesn't matter if you've got a skimmer that actually fits into the card slot. All right. He advertises skimmers for every single ATM, for every single gas pump as well. All right. These skimmers run typically $2,500. That was for a Diebold. They run $2,500. If you are unable or you're too scared, you're a newbie. So let's say you're a newbie and you're not comfortable. You don't have $2,500 to spend. That's okay. You can partner with the Sea Skimmers. They charge $1,000. You send them $1,000, they will send you the skimmer, and they will also send you the keypad overlay or the camera. So they send this to you. The data that you're capturing with that, though, is encrypted. So you download the encrypted file, you send to them, they decrypt it, then they give you half of the dumps, they keep half of the dumps, or they will sell the dumps that you're capturing as well. This is a true benefit for a group like Sea Skimmers. Think of it like this. So I've talked about cybercrime as a service for a while. This illustrates that. They can build the skimmers. Being able to capture dumps from across the planet becomes very difficult because they're a very small group. But if they provide these skimmers as a service to individuals, all of a sudden, they're getting real skimmed dumps and pins from across the planet. They become very quickly one of the premier providers of dumps on the planet. So that's what they're actually looking for. That's what they're trying to achieve. And that's what they are doing at this moment in time. All right. So let's see if there's anything else that I'd like to show on the Sea Skimmers channel. There's another video of how that tool goes into the slot itself. There's a skimmer. He inserts it in there. It leaves that in there. Then he tests it with a card. Insert captures track data, pulls back out, comes back with the tool to retrieve the insertion skimmer. And there he comes back out. So he can install it at any other ATM that he wants to or gas pump that he wants to at that point in time. It really is that easy. Here are some of the new cameras that they're selling, how those are installed. And I can't fast. Yeah, I can. So let's go ahead and we're going to speed that up so that we can watch this really quickly. So there he is installing the camera in the housing. And of course, the housing will fit over top of the actual housing of the machine that they're capturing data from. Okay, that's, and you see, you can't have a keypad overlay for that. So instead, you've got to have a camera that captures that specific type of track data. And there's what it looks like as it's actually typed in. You're capturing that track data. Timestamp also tells you at that point in time what track it corresponds to. That's just some of the things I wanted to show. So the question becomes, hey, what the hell? How do we protect ourselves? Because I know I've got people out there, cybersecurity people, you may already know the answers to this. But regular people, how do you protect yourself from these types of skimmers when now you cannot tell the difference between the real thing and a skimmer? You know, you can't really shake the slot if the damn skimmer's inside of the machine. The keypad, sometimes you can be able to tell that. I mean, but it takes some, you know, because it's a magnet holding it on there, it takes some time to know that. I still say that you need to be aware of those types of devices because you still have the skimmers that are fitting over top of the existing slot. So absolutely shake that. Same thing for where the keypad is or the housing as well. See if that can be removed. Always do that. Even better, because sometimes they're secured pretty well. Even better is, and I hate to advise this, but it really is the best advice. If you're able to use a credit card, instead of a debit card, always do that. If you're using a debit card, always go in to complete that transaction. Prepay for the gas. If you are in an area where you don't trust the environment, and that can be any place. These days, you've got gangs that own specific areas. So a gang, a cybercrime gang that used to be a street gang, will own all the skimmers that are in that specific area. All right. And they control that area. And they mean that. It's like the drug trade used to be. They mean that. And they enforce it with violence. So if you're in an area, be in an area that you trust. Now, that doesn't mean it's safe still. So you need to use your credit card where you can. If you can't use a credit card, head your ass inside and prepay for your gas. That's really the only thing that you can do. At the same time, it remains very important to keep your accounts monitored. You have to do this. We're in a world now where you can be stolen from and you don't know it unless you are monitoring your accounts. So you can think of it like this. You go to your gas pump. You insert your debit card in there. Maybe your credit card is not working at that point in time. Maybe you just forget. Maybe you don't have a credit card. But you insert your debit card in there. You put the PIN in there. There's a skimmer in there that you don't know about. You go about your day. Meanwhile, someone has captured that data. They've put it on a counterfeit card. They've got your PIN. They're going to an ATM and they're trying to steal every bit of money that you've got. If you're not monitoring that account, how much money can they steal before you know about it? So it becomes very important to remain vigilant at the end of the day. I've talked about this. It's always important to remain vigilant. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware there are predators, both in the physical world and the online world. That doesn't mean to be paranoid or scared, but it does mean to have that sense of awareness and your surroundings, to understand that skimmers are a real thing, identity theft is a real thing, and to always be on guard about that. All right, I'm Brett Johnson. This is Brett Johnson's show. This is a short for the day. We're going to get this out. Take a moment and subscribe if you don't mind. Stay safe out there. Stay secure. Stay vigilant. And remember, just do the right damn thing.